I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
So, Bridget, talk to me about what's happening with you right now.
Well, we are just having the most quintessential bougie nightmare problem, as Agnes just called it, because all three of us now have AirPods.
Blessings.
And when we record with a guest, which, hello, it's been forever. So happy to be here.
I love that you're speaking as though you are me.
Yeah. No.
Hello, it's so happy to, I'm so happy to be here.
No, I'm saying that about me. Oh. I'm like truly happy to be here with a guest.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
We're bored of each other.
Oh, I would never be so presumptuous as to put words in your mouth.
But what's so...
But normally we have to hook... I use a special different kind of mic when we have three people.
And I'm very grateful to her because I'm too much of a gesticulator to have it because it would be like conk, conk, conk,
waving
conk,
it around.
I'm like, you know.
You'd helicopter it around. So Brooke did not bring her headphones, and none of us literally have headphones because we all have AirPods.
In my defense, I am going through a tough time and I was very hungover this morning.
I mean, yeah, all of that is true. And now I'm just speaking into a microphone, listening to your normal voices while you hear my voice in your special headphones.
The world is crazy. Headphones.
Special ears.
1-800 headphones.
Into your ear holes.
That was a 1-800 contacts joke that only I got.
Yeah, I didn't. I wasn't there with you.
I honestly quoted a lot, and I feel like it's really aging me. Commercials.
Okay, wait.
I haven't watched just like
commercials. The other day we were watching Austin Powers, the Spy Who International, the man, the first one.
That is the official title.
We went on a journey.
Wow.
Anyway,
Austin Powers, the Spy Who, the man, the first one.
There was one of the old Geico commercials where the caveman is in the airport. Wow. And we were like, what is happening?
Do you remember when Nick Kroll was in the series? They tried to make a caveman series.
Yeah, they made a show on it based on those ads. Mm-hmm. I recently saw a Geico ad when I was home for Christmas because, like, obviously I'm watching TV at my parents' house. What else am I going to do?
Of course. But you know what? You're not watching Paddington 2.
Enough.
How long must you remain an idiot in the eyes of your mother?
Wait a minute.
This is a very in-joke.
Wait. I just need to know before we move forward. Do you not like Paddington?
Oh, I love Paddington.
We watched Paddington together and wept. We just, neither of us have seen the second one. Yeah. And Agnes has now been shamed by her mother multiple times.
I haven't seen the first one. I've only seen the second one.
Oh my God. And how do you know it's better then?
People say so.
But I saw it and wept.
I mean,
I watched the first when I watched the first one, I was like alone in my apartment. I just wanted something comforting. Within the first 5 minutes, I was sobbing.
Maybe I'll watch it on the plane.
It's all about his origin story, like how he got separated from his grandparents.
The day we watched that, I just slipped into parcel tongue. Was that also the day that we
my scar is hurting.
Confirmation that, I'm Harry Potter.
All of us, unfortunately, in this room are and have been Harry Potter girl at various
points.
For
a long time.
Oh, boy. Queer Eye, though? Was that the day we also
watched
a bunch
of that? Yes, that was the day we were like, let's try this out.
Can you believe
that was
this year?
Me and Lily, literally in our bed in Italy, we were like, should we like go out? And we were like, should we just start Queer Eye? And we did.
I love that we were like, this
year.
Might be bad. And
both
then it was the
seasons
phenomenon.
Of that came out this year.
Oh, yeah.
I mean 2018. I guess
no way that was
now.
This year.
They were well, it wasn't because it was 2018.
The
but
first
yes,
season.
They were both.
The first season came out in February of 2018,
and then the second
bonkers.
Was in the fall
because they filmed them all together.
Yeah.
Wow, they really gave us so much.
So much.
Ugh,
that's
anyway,
so generous.
Anyway,
we don't have headphones. Bridget's a stand-up comedian. I'm moving to LA.
Yeah, you
on
do
Thursday.
Look like you're about to workshop your set.
Mm-hmm.
You're type
well,
five.
Stick around, big kids. News you can throw tomatoes at me.
Got mixed. I mean, everyone knows who listens to this podcast, but my LA thing got really eaten in that thing, which I think is a good thing.
Mm-hmm. It's not important. It's
pay
not.
Attention to me.
The day this lands in your ear holes, Brooke will be in LA.
A fish.
Living Friday, a new life.
I will have slept a night in damn. LA.
With oh a sweet God. Cat named Fred. It's okay.
Let's talk about okay. Geico again, guys. Yeah. Let's just really relax.
We love safe ground.
Hi, Bridget.
Hi, Brooke.
Hi, everyone.
And welcome to Splat, the podcast.
We're me, Brooke.
And me, Bridget.
Talk about sex in the city. 10 years younger.
And 20 years later, and Brooke is crying.
Oh, early.
Ding, 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 ding. We're whoever in. Had bets on under 7 minutes.
Mark your bingo cards, everybody.
Collect your winnings. 4.5. Incredible.
We're in.
I was going to say 5, but it seemed too short. Little did I know.
Wow, I had no idea that would be the thing that got me.
That's honestly not surprising.
No.
You guys have been saying it for a long time.
Almost two years.
Yeah. Almost 2 years. Oh, Brooke is crying.
I could really cry.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to let these tears quietly come down my face.
Well, maybe we can talk about your goodbye party later instead of right now.
Get our second cry in later.
Yeah. Yeah. Agnes, how's
Agnes,
your weekend?
Welcome back to
the podcast.
Guys,
it's our first repeat guest.
Yeah.
Because we're nearing the end.
You guys have so many friends.
Ugh. But you're the most important one of all.
You don't have to say that.
Agnes was with us on our magical trip to Connecticut.
Oh, yes. I think about it all the time.
Me too.
So
except
nice.
It,
woody
a lot
bitches.
Of,
there no, was, what is it?
There's a lot of turmoil.
Woodsy witches. I said woody bitches. That's not the same thing.
I know, but it
it's
really.
A different trip.
It inspired, I think, more than anything, the Mamma Mia of yoga classes.
Absolutely. You were workshopping it then.
Yeah. Wow. That was a magical few days in the woods.
It was magical. It was heartbreaking. It was
spiritual.
Agnes was our second ever guest. What was the episode we had you on for?
Something the female sex.
Oh.
The one
Hang
with
on,
the vagina paintings.
I'm
going to
go back and read the... Oh, wow. Yes.
Yeah.
Charlotte has come so far.
I know. Look at her now.
Holy moly.
She's got a nice husband.
A Jew.
She almost converted.
She did convert.
She followed through.
Good for her.
I'm going to go back and just, we can keep chatting amongst ourselves.
Okay.
But
so Agnes, what's up?
You know, not a lot. Mm-hmm.
How's your 2019 been so far?
You know, it's been... Okay.
Yes, a resounding okay.
It's been as good as any January in my life.
Great.
So,
and
I'm
we
still
love
here.
An extremely low bar.
We love a low bar. And honestly, you know that joke like how January lasts forever and it feels like 6 months in one?
Is it feeling like that?
It's
for
already
you?
Feeling like that. Because
okay.
the other, this morning, I thought it was already January 20th.
Okay, we were talking about how this actually feels like it's a normal month and that is freaking us out.
Because last year, January was 3 months long.
Maybe
alone.
You guys are just like well-adjusted now or something.
No.
That's not
I
it.
Think so much is just happening and things are... Well, also, you have a ticking clock counting you down, which is pretty specific.
My life is an escape room.
Don't get caught in a fire. Sorry, that's a very morbid joke. Did you guys hear about that?
No.
There's an escape room in Poland where 5 girls died because there was a fire and they couldn't escape.
Yes.
Wait a minute.
I saw this because I was
but
coming
whole,
back
but
into
there's
town.
There's a button that opens the door. If
apparently
you're in emergency,
really unregulated
well, someone,
or like
I was coming back into town from Vermont and we were in the car and I looked out at one of those link boards that sometimes, you know, those where you can like charge your phone or whatever on the sidewalk and that sometimes have news on them. And it said man arrested in connection with Poland escape room deaths. So like someone is already being held liable. So like definitely something went wrong.
Oh, yeah. Because there's like an anyone horror. I've ever done.
That is a horror film.
There's like a...
Literally. They are making an escape room horror film.
I won't see it. It's already out. I won't see it.
No.
Why would you
no
take
need.
Something so beautiful for to me and make it into something so scary?
I know. Travesty.
I can't wait to do that in LA.
That'll be fun.
There's
yeah, I heard about it like
there's new
times.
Rooms for me to escape.
New mysteries to unlock.
So it's really good to set goals. So that's really exciting for you.
She's great at them. She's been setting mini goals all night. That didn't sound unhinged
you
at all.
You guys are going to listen to me just like unravel in the next hour.
It's going
to
be a very exciting episode.
Over a really good episode,
it's
honestly.
A really good episode.
The show is getting tighter and better.
Yeah, Bridget, like before, like I got to her apartment at like 3 and she was like, this episode? She like talked to me about it for like 10 minutes.
It's a great episode.
We haven't done that in a long
time. Top 10.
This episode is called a woman's right to shoes. And shout out to friend of the pod, Lauren, who is in San Francisco and would have been the guest on this episode if she still lived in New York.
Is this her fave?
This is her fave.
Oh, I feel bad for taking it from
her.
She's across the country, but
there was no way that would have happened. And you also love this clutch.
Yes. We are thinking of you.
Thank you.
It's
should we dive in? Do we have any like housekeeping things to talk about?
Wait, let's do a little catching up.
Let's catch up.
Agnes, how was your weekend? Talk to us.
It was fun. My friend Kelsey stayed over this weekend and we hung out with a bunch of internet people because
we're the best
weirdos. I only make friends online.
I mean, I am your online friend, so you're talking
to
the choir.
You're proving my point.
It's amazing to me.
It's really, I mean, it's like, it's, yeah,
it's almost gotten out of control, and I think I need to stop making friends because it's starting to get weird.
Yeah, things get political sometimes, especially on the internet.
Yeah,
you're just juggling
lots of people that I feel obligated to like because people are friends, but guess
what? Once
you
hit that follow back button, shit gets real. The obligation changes.
You're in a blood contract.
I know, it's crazy how the devil shows up in your bedroom at midnight.
Request your
blood.
Never
gets less weird.
Never gets. Every time I do it, I'm still scared of it. But no, it was fun. It was fun. We did karaoke. We had lots of good food. Spent lots of money. So I will be.
What kind of food did you go for?
Well, we went to K-Town, so we had delicious Korean food, and then we went to Norimong.
I know that I am not saying this correctly. Did you have a bibimbap?
I did not, but my friend did. The place we go to has really good bibimbap. But they also have this.
I know that's bibimbap. I know that. I prefer to say bibibop.
It sounds like a jam, whatever that
it does,
is.
A bibibop? A bibimbap?
Maybe I'm going to start calling things, that's a bibimbap. Let's get that started.
Get it trending.
Get it through the charts.
Hashtag
bibimbap. Bibimbap.
Sounds a little bit like a Teletubby.
It's like baby bop.
Oh, that's why.
Baby bottle pop.
Baby
Are we doing word association?
Yeah. That's what the rest of this episode is, actually.
We're just riffing.
Just an hour of word association.
That's wow, what I people had, come here for.
I have like not thought about weird, baby bottle freaky, pops in like probably a decade.
Like ASMR shit where it's just like, I can't think of a single word. Mountain.
Molehills.
I don't want to help you out because it's really fun to watch you do this.
For some reason, I have no associated words.
Molehill was a great one. Mole dug hill. A little deep, you know, subtle.
Ant hill.
Ant eater.
Food.
Beep bop. Full circle.
Oh, remarkable. Okay. And Brooke, how... Just give us a few word check in here.
Packing. I was very productive on Friday. Nope, yesterday was Saturday. Taught my last class at Core Power at New York on Saturday, yesterday. And then I had like a going away party last night, which I texted Agnes about at the going away party. And I forgot a bunch of people, but I also posted about it on social media because I knew I would forget a bunch of people.
Yeah.
But so many people came, and it was, like, a very distinct, like...
It was really wonderful.
It was really cool.
The groups, too, were fascinating. It was cool because it was like, hey, look how many people from different parts of your life.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Like a Brooke retrospective.
I feel very loved. It was, like, very, like, Northwestern, old, Northwestern, new, Core Power. And then, like, sprinkles.
Of others, yeah.
Yeah. It was amazing.
Yeah, she is very loved. She's very loved.
I feel very loved. I only cried three times, twice that I remember. One time, the last one I don't.
That's incredible as a drunk person. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when I'm drunk, I just cry for no reason.
So. I only had one real cry where I like had to be sat down and told to breathe.
Yeah.
Which we talked
about.
But
it was for good reason.
It was
also after we left, Brooke wanted pizza. So we walked to the nearest pizza place, which is Coronet Pizza by Columbia, which is famous because each slice is like as big as your head.
Okay, no one told me that. So I was like, two pieces,
Brooke thought it was
please.
A normal place and got two pieces of pepperoni, which is basically two pizzas.
Yeah, they're massive.
And I was like, know what to do. So I ate one of them.
Wait, please tell the French story.
Yes.
Oh, I saw the aftermath photos.
So I get home and it's like a huge pizza box, bigger than any pizza box I guess that I've ever seen. And so I was like, I thought the boys were sleeping, but Alex told me that they were awake because I was like, I open the fridge, I put the pizza in, I try to close the door. It will not close. I try to squish it in more. Oh, no. I'm like, just go. It's 2:30 in the morning. I'm blackout.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, what do? I need a plate. So I take some things out of the fridge. I grab a plate, but I grab two plates and one plate drops into a bowl very perfectly.
That's what that photo was. Uh-huh. I was like, I understand everything until we get to the bowl. This is a mystery.
It was a plate that had dropped into a bowl.
That's incredible.
But it didn't break, which is great. And so then I put the pizza on the plate. I somehow managed to get tinfoil on it. I put it in. I'm like, great job, Brooke. I go to sleep.
Nailed it.
I wake up to get water this morning and I find the plate in the bowl, the pizza in there, and just the things that I took out of the fridge still.
Just on the counter.
Yeah. And also, I managed to take the pizza box out into the trash room. I did that last night too.
That's incredible. Well, for a drunk
but
person.
It landed perfectly on top of the recycling bin, so it's just like no one can put anything else in the recycling bin. It's like a pizza box garden. I was like, I'm a monster. And that's then like really I'm funny. Just gonna own up to this because I'll Venmo her if I need to. But then I put my hands in my pockets in my coat this morning and I pull out underwear and I'm like,
oh my god,
like what did my night do? Where did I go?
That's spicy.
What did I do? Celia's like, what the fuck? I'm like, I don't know where
the minute she said this to me, it came back in a flash, but I knew she wouldn't have remembered.
So I called our friend Dylan and I was like, how did this underwear get in my coat? And he's like, oh no. Basically, our friend Sam had
like did laundry together.
Yeah, I don't know why she had Kyle's scarf, but she did and gave Kyle back the scarf last night. The underwear was in the scarf.
He was like, please give this to Sam.
And
Brooke
I was like,
put it in
sure.
her pocket. And Brooke found it this morning.
Oh, man. Please and give this underwear. And I, you were just the underwear messenger.
And I threw it away because, and I'm sorry for you, Sam, that I threw away your underwear. But in my defense, I found a strange underwear in my coat. I didn't know they were.
Very valid.
At that point, I didn't know they were clean. I was just like.
That's
was,
disturbing.
And I was just like holding them up. And so he was like, throw them away. And I was like, but why okay. are they here?
I have so many questions.
And for once, you got answers.
Honestly, my route, you were very tasteful about it. I would have honestly taken a picture of them and posted it to social media, like, at whoever left panties in my pocket.
Yeah, you would have. You little troll.
The very taste simple.
Right?
I'm sure they weren't, like, tasteful. $50, you know?
No, no.
Yeah, well, it was great. I kissed a lot of people on the mouth, which is what I wanted. Yeah.
Exactly. Send her off right.
Off with some kisses.
Kisses.
Yeah. She ready.
She's ready.
It's happening.
What about you, B?
I have spent a lot of time with Brooke in anticipation of her going. I had a pretty good week, actually, going back to work, which is, like, the first time that's happened.
Yes.
From weirdly, in a complete 180 from, like, this time last year, work is now kind of my one constant and my anchor and kind of, like, everything else is in chaos.
Ugh.
But I'm really grateful for that. It's a really good thing to have.
It's good to not have everything in your life be stressful and upsetting.
Yeah, and very helpful that the steady thing is such a, like, central, important
yeah.
one.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I mean, there's really nothing to be said. There are just some, like, black hole garbage pit people in the world.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And rage is a cleansing force.
Rage.
But I'm also
as
a lot
fire,
better.
Which I'm learning.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm also a lot, like, stronger. And
I told Bridget how I'm proud and amazed I am by her.
Which I appreciate very much. Wink back at you.
Oh, I winked for everybody at home.
A very visual
or,
medium
you know,
of the
wherever
podcast.
Wherever you are listening to this podcast.
Yeah. Have you had any recent Sex in the Spitty? Sex in the Spitty.
Sex
in the Spitty. I have a lot of spitty moments on the New York subway system.
God, every moment is a spitty moment. Sex in the City moments recently? It's okay if not. I'm just curious.
Not that I can think of off the top of my head. Maybe as we proceed with the episode something. Oh, no, I do. Oh, my fucking God, I do.
Yes.
I also lost an expensive item of clothing recently
and
have way of getting it back.
Yes. Holy shit. In the worst way.
You know, drop off your laundry, kids. I know it's tough out there. But do it. As my mom said, why don't you make a list of every dirty thing that you gave away to your laundromat, as though that's a rational response.
And as though that will help something. As you learned, because when you go back and they're like, we don't know anything.
It's not like they have an inventory unless I photocopied it like some kind of sociopath and handed it out.
Handed it out.
Which still would guarantee nothing.
I actually feel like, if Sex and the City took place today. Uh-huh. So I recently got unfollowed on Instagram by someone who I was very surprised to find out that I was unfollowed by.
They broke the blood contract.
And it was just like a coincidence that I figured it out. But I feel like Carrie, that would have like, that would set her off in a like, and there would be an episode.
There would be a think piece.
Yeah. I mean, all of the unexplored social media potential is fascinating to think about.
Don't put that in the universe, because they're going to remake this.
Ugh, you're right.
Oh, no. No.
You think?
Honestly, I'm surprised we've gone this long.
It's a time capsule. I think we just have to let it be a time capsule.
I really wish that
we lived. And we know the women are never going to do it again. So oh, they've already done the, like, before stuff.
Well, that would be stupid if they just had them all come back.
Right, that's what I mean.
I mean, I'm available.
And right. If they want to cast Carrie.
If I do it, if I'm the Carrie,
then it's fine.
Then it's fine.
I mean, you have the credentials. You've had a fucking Sex and the City podcast for years.
Why don't they remake it and you be Carrie with the voices in your head?
Yes, 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 yes.
Living in the apartment with the cat on your cat editor on the fire escape.
You're so ready.
Darren Star, please listen to the podcast.
The best one-woman show of all time. Nuanced, complex.
Yeah.
Dreams. There would be maybe a smattering
I'll write
of extra
it.
Characters.
Should I write it?
You could write it for as a fun exercise. Yeah, definitely.
Anyway.
Shall we dive in?
Let's dive.
Shall we dive in A Woman's Right to Choose? The Open Inn on New York.
Never heard of it.
Oops.
That's my new thing.
Never
the
heard of it.
The single New Yorker. Latest Vogue, freshest flowers. Carrie looks beautiful.
I don't like her hair.
She has weird highlights. And then her hair also, her hair is different walking into this building than it is when she walks up to the desk.
Well,
we love a
supervisor. It's a montage. There are many different ones.
Oh, right.
It's a montage.
Yes.
Yes.
I forgot.
So she's basically like going into a store to like get a bunch of
registry. Because a registry didn't used to be online. You used to walk in and ask them if you could buy certain things off of the list.
She's ready for her wedding.
I was just going to say,
also breakfast at Tiffany's. Yeah.
Also, basically, it's like her getting progressively fed up.
She's wearing an apron.
Because people have bought all the good things, so she's buying weirder and weirder things.
Like,
she
started off wanting to get a ladle, which seems like a expensive
and a dumb
way gift.
But I think it's different events.
And then she has to buy some, like, Lil Me chair.
Right.
And she's riding up with Stanford, and it turns out he snagged the cute thing she wanted.
Really been in this season, and I am loving that.
I'm appreciating it.
Sarah Jessica Parker is acting like she's a cartoon right now, and I'm just like, well, what is this choice?
He says, get this. I also got him a CD of Free to Be You and Me. And Carrie's like, I loved Marlo Thomas. They come back to this reference later. I played that album all through the fifth grade. I wanted to run as fast as the wind.
You know, I can tell looking at her mouth that she's doing that thing that she sometimes does where she talks like this for no reason. Yes. Like, why are you putting on this affectation, Carrie?
And very
she's like,
much
I
so.
Love. Yes.
It's like, I'm quirky girl. I'm a little weird.
Okay, but Stanford says, I played William Wants a Doll so many times I almost turned my little sister into a gay man, which is what happened to me.
My Look brother, where you are now.
My brother played Sondheim so much that I turned into a gay man.
Indeed. So they come in and the host's sister greets them and is immediately like, can you leave your shoes here? Gifts like, go on the table, leave
I
your
understand
shoes here.
Why people do that when they have kids, because the kids eat things off the floor. One
right,
of the
and so
like,
she doesn't want things tracked in.
This woman looks like such a bitch. She's like doing that smiley thing where you talk through a smile and you're being... And also...
Carrie's like, but this is an outfit.
Carrie's
she lifts the box over her
wicked
head.
Wicked pink goes good with green realness.
But also she's like Little Mermaid on land.
And she's also wearing leggings underneath it, which I didn't clock till later.
All of the worst 2000s fashion.
And it's a strapless dress with a bra under it.
Yes. So you can see the bra. Carrie,
yes, very much so.
She really rocks the visible black bra.
But her biceps, man.
I mean, she can do whatever she wants.
She sure
does. And they do this cute. She takes her shoes off. She goes, but now I'm so teeny.
I'm going to bang my forehead on the coffee table. And Stanford calls her Lil Me, like the chair.
And then we see Tatum O'Neill.
Yes. Child star of child stars, who is the mom. She's had her third baby.
She's got a martini in each hand
to give to them.
And Carrie says, we've come from the east, 70s. Where's the blessed child? He's in the bedroom. You can't miss him.
So this baby has already been born. Don't baby showers happen before the baby's born?
I'm not really sure. Maybe she's had two.
Traditionally, yes.
Because, yeah, you like guess the gender, and then you do the poopy diaper thing with a candy bar.
Right, right.
Stereotypes, stereotypes, stereotypes.
The martinis have babies instead of olives. Which
Stanford
is...
says, oh, waiter, there's a baby in my drink. So cue Miranda at a co-op meeting for her building, because of course Miranda's on the board of
just
her co-op.
Just looking at this stresses me out.
I know, same. And she really, really wants to get through an interview for a new candidate for an apartment fast. And everyone's like, yes, okay, agreed. And then the door opens and he is a beautiful doctor.
It's Blair Underwood.
Yes. What's his name? Dr.
Robert
Dr.
Leeds.
Robert Leeds.
He's literally like this dreamboat that just walks into this co-op meeting.
And Miranda is, of course, immediately struck. And as she starts going into the interview, she's asking him a lot of like personal questions. And one of the other women tries to ask him something practical. And she's like, please, we'll get to that. Like a complete 180.
Oh, and he's a sports doctor, too. Mm-hmm. The coolest, the sexiest
I
of
mean,
the doctors.
Come on.
So grossies.
Absolutely.
I know, but they're like
stretching.
They're like worried about his money.
Like he's a doctor.
He's the doctor for
the
Knicks. No,
he's fine.
I feel like that's just like the most gruesome injuries.
You see, I feel like that's like, I don't know, basketball. You don't really get like
no. That's like
well,
ER.
That's a
no, he
ER
said.
Doctor.
He said later. He's like, I saw a shin bone through a calf.
Oh yeah, I mean
wait,
that
I've
is really
that
gross.
Video.
Just saying
ugh,
that makes
ugh,
me want to throw
ugh,
up.
Ugh. I can't even stay on. I'm okay in a crisis in real life. But I can't.
Watching it.
I can't. Like I'll
I don't
change
think I would
TV
be okay
channel.
In a crisis.
Maybe the money thing.
I mean,
was
not
probably...
a shin going through. I mean, not a bone going through a shin. But I just mean with like blood and stuff in general. Sure. Like I can do okay.
Yeah.
But I cannot watch it.
I think that money questions were supposed to be like coded racism. He's
well,
black,
right,
by
he's,
the way,
right, he's
and
black.
That's like a big part
and
of
there,
the episode.
There is kind of coded racism, but it's
and
never
wait,
actually
and they
addressed.
Almost address it. They like,
well, we
but
know
then
Sex
they,
and the City's really bad about.
But then they get into a bit.
A sexual bit. Yeah, it's weird.
I was like, go, go, go,
I
go.
Know. I thought they were going to do something.
So
Harry.
Harry puts his tea bags everywhere. Literally.
It's
I was
gross.
So glad that they followed through on this bit. Speaking of bits.
The tea bag bit?
That Samantha takes it as far as she does it as to explain it. I was hoping they wouldn't just allude to it because I just find it so funny that that's something this show chose to go all in on.
So he has just left tea bags everywhere.
And there's
that is
a really
disgusting.
Funny montage of Charlotte just fighting. Walking through her house and seeing the tea bags on various surfaces.
Okay, but this made me realize that like Charlotte and Harry like got married and then moved in together.
And that they don't really know each other that well.
They don't know each other's weird habits at all.
No, they know the important things, but... And it's, they're both
well,
really willing
Charlotte's
to try,
way.
Which is kind of the best part.
Well, that's why that they're okay.
Right.
Yeah. So Miranda's like, they joke about the Yankees and the Mets and the sports
and
balls.
Not holding things against each other. And, she
and Miranda's
comes back
like,
to the meeting.
He's perfect. And they're like concerned about his financials. And Miranda goes.
They're all like his alimony payments. So he's divorced his alimony payments. And, you know, and he's, you know, single people are crazy. They're the ones who have all of the late night parties.
I love how they turned it like, wait, no. This is about a single people discrimination.
Mm-hmm. And Miranda's like, okay, I think I know what's not being said
here. We all know
here.
What's not being said here.
And the Carrie voiceover is the unspoken thing was that Robert was cute and that Miranda was horny.
That's the thing. That's what I don't love about what she does. It's like she pulls the race card for her own like.
Yes. Instead of addressing it as something she recognizes, it's probably playing in.
She's like,
she
well, I
want to
fuck
shame.
The hot doctor.
Yeah.
It's really bad.
It's really uncharacteristic of Miranda, honestly.
Yes.
Ugh.
They're so
back
they're
at the baby
still
shower.
In this baby shower, and it's late. It's now like a small group of adults. They're all sitting around
I would have
telling
left
stories
so
long
ago.
Absolutely.
And Carrie's like, oh, we should maybe be getting out of here. And the woman's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I've been holding you hostage.
And Carrie's like, it's midnight. He's gay. His night has to start. And I'm like,
all right.
Sure.
Gays are people. And people like to go to bed at
it's
a reasonable
true.
Hour.
Absolutely.
And someone took Carrie's shoes. Okay, this
which
happened.
Which were a pair of Manolo Blahniks.
This happened to a guy at Core Power. He like came out of class and someone had taken his shoes. And he
that's
like,
really fucked up.
And he's like, I have to like call an Uber. And we were like. I don't know what to tell you. Like,
yikes.
Yeah.
They didn't even leave their old shoes. That's
we
rude.
Don't know whose shoes they were. There were shoes everywhere.
Oh, I guess that's fair.
It's a yoga studio, Agnes.
Well, I mean, didn't when everybody collected their shoes.
There were
there no
other
shoes
classes
left?
Going
oh,
in.
Oh, shit.
So he would have had to, like, wait till the end of the day. Anyway, Carrie's, like, kind of freaking out. And she comes back to the party. And she's like, is there any chance my shoes are somewhere else or anything happened? Or And the woman who's
Tatum
hosting
O'Neil.
Tatum O'Neil is, like, really not helpful.
She's like, maybe somebody took them, as though that's like totally
Jennifer
normal.
Came in sandals, and Sarah Jessica Parker's like, well, they weren't exactly sandals.
They were like $500 heels.
Yeah.
And she's like, I mean, like, that's not that big of a deal. Look, she's wearing these weird leggings.
Oh, God, they have, like, cutouts.
So the woman loans her shoes to go home, and she loans her a pair of, like, old crusty sneakers, and Carrie can only make it 6 blocks in them. And I'm like, what? So you do you take them off and walk home barefoot? Is that the implication?
What I don't understand is, like, these comfortable, sensible shoes. It's so hard to walk in these.
Maybe they're too small. Maybe they're too big. She's a size 7.
Maybe she really just can't not have a full outfit on.
Who knows?
These were special Manolos, according to Carrie.
Is she wearing,
Carrie.
Like, a weird net on her
yes,
hair?
I was watching it in the Spectrum store today. God. And I was like, what is on her back of her head?
Carrie's trying to make
casual hairnets
happen.
It's almost like one of those, like, Amish
happen?
Wimples, you know? Yeah.
Yikes. Amish Wimples.
It's I love that you know band. What a wimple is. I've never... Thank is you. That what they're called?
It's the Amish Wimples.
There's the little bun covers?
Yeah, I think so.
I just thought they were hairnets.
Yeah. I never... thought about it.
A wimple is definitely some kind of hair covering of some kind. I'll look it up later. It might be more like medieval than
Samantha's
that.
Samantha's like, why the fuck did you take your shoes off in the first place?
I think it is, actually. Samantha, and they're this, like, who steals shoes from a party?
And this begins Samantha's diatribe on hating
she hates children.
And Brady has the chicken pox right now too, and you know he's germy, and he got it because a kid licked him on the
you
playground.
You know, whenever I think of the chicken pox, I've never had them.
Me neither.
I've got the shot when I was a kid, same. But I only can think about that episode of Rugrats.
Me too. Have them where very they vivid.
That's funny.
With the oven mitts.
Yes.
I had
and
like
then they roll in the feathers, right?
It's very. I think about it like that is literally what chicken pox is to me.
Me too.
That's so funny. Yeah. I had them. I had a baby case when I was like 4 months old, like very mild, because I think Mara had them. But then I got them. I had a bunch of weird, terrible ailments my freshman year of high school, including that I got the chicken pox. So
was
I've
it
like
shingles
fully had
yet,
them.
Or was it still just chicken pox?
No, it's just chicken pox. I think because the first case was so mild, we weren't sure if it like would really count.
Did
or
they
not.
Call them shingles now, or you had shingles?
Shingles is like if you get it as an adult, I think, or yeah. Like it's a different kind
oh,
of
so
strain.
It's not cute anymore.
But I was like 14.
No, it's like suddenly now it's called shingles.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like oh, you got chicken pox, and then you get shingles.
Uh-huh. Yeah, then you gotta be
your
concerned.
Body becomes a roof. It's really
you start bad. Turning into yeah. to roof tiles
exactly
shingles they're called I think
mm-hmm. I made Brooke Gremlin laugh for more than a minute and a half last night in a way that I never have before, and it was so funny.
Drunk Brooke loves is if you make me laugh when I'm drunk, I will turn into an actual gremlin.
Like she lost it. It was so funny.
And Kyle from across the table was just like, there it is.
She has arrived.
She's emerged.
It was very funny.
So Carrie is like, I kept waiting for this woman to be mortified, but she was just kind of shaming me, and she was, you know, not helpful at all. And Samantha's like, they're probably in a pawn shop in Brooklyn already. Carrie's like, I'm so sad.
She's like, that's it, they're just gone.
She's like, I know it's silly, relatable. But I really loved those
this
shoes.
This is so relatable.
Yes.
And Miranda's like, well,
those
leave.
Pants. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
Make them pay you for
R.I.P.
them.
R.I.P.
I wish I could. There's they were no way proof. More than the laundry cost.
I'm sure.
Miranda's like, technically they owe you legally for the shoes. Mm-hmm. Which, is that true? I don't know.
And she's like, if she had any class, you know, she'd pay you back for them. You have every right to be upset about your shoes, says Samantha. I am so sick of these people with their children.
They're everywhere.
I'm telling you, they're everywhere.
And Charlotte's
sitting next
like
to me in
appalled,
first class.
Obviously.
Eating at the table next to me at Jean Georges.
I will say on some level, I feel this in that I get shoved by strollers on the subway near constantly. Mm-hmm. And don't bring a double stroller into a bodega. It just
yes,
seems like...
I know.
Just like, I don't know, wait until you drop the kids off or something. I don't know.
There's a place right by where I do jujitsu where I go in and get a wrap before. And when I was there last time, the woman who was working son was there, which like I really don't care about. But he was like 7 and like doing shit on an iPad and like running back and forth on the benches. And then I literally was like, he's going to fall off. And then he fell off. But he was 6 or 7. He big out open mouth dry eyed like sob
oh,
cried
God.
And had her hold and rock him and like wouldn't stop sobbing and crying.
Yikes.
For I looked at my clock 7 minutes. Oy. And she just was like letting it happen. I was like, I kind
of
can't
life.
Believe that this is being allowed to happen.
Yeah,
like
babies
luckily
on planes,
I don't really
like,
care
it's hard.
But
I get it, but
the air pressure
yeah. pressure
they
know,
have
they can't,
to get somewhere.
Yeah,
and it's like, you know, it sucks for the parents more than anybody else.
Well, right, but I was also like,
but
clearly
in a
you don't
place
tell
like
this,
that,
and clearly
like
you don't
let
tell
the
this kid
happen.
No, you know, like,
I
can see from
I'm
here.
I'm an authority. I have no children.
It was real for about 35 seconds, you know, and now he's, yeah, exactly. It's just, anyway. So I get it a little bit, but Samantha's
But they
also
do
just
make it
Samantha.
Her, like, she really drives the point home. It's like, it's almost like they're saying, like, well, Samantha doesn't want children and she doesn't have them, but she can't feel neutral about children if she doesn't have children. Right. She has to hate them.
Right. And she does apologize to Miranda, and Miranda's like,
I wouldn't bring Brady here. I need two hands to eat my $8 cake, which today would probably be a $12 cake. Yes.
And then Miranda and there's insults a kid somebody's running around. Ratty kid, which
She's
is
like,
great.
Look at that dirty little rug rat. And Charlotte's like, no, all kids are beautiful, but Brady's the most beautiful of all. And Miranda smiles and she's like,
That's true. I love Brady.
He is a really, really cute kid, whoever they got to play him.
Okay, so Carrie asks Charlotte how the matrimonial move-in has been. And Charlotte's like, I just, like, need to talk to, like, I know I'm a little rigid. I'm just trying to, like, talk to Harry about, you know, his tea bags. Because it grosses me out. A tea bag situation, she says.
She leaves it very open-ended.
And Samantha's like, oh, this I understand.
Just breathe through your nose.
She's like, when you're sucking on his balls, and everyone at the table is like,
that is not what we meant.
And then Miranda's like, wait, but why is it called teabagging? Oh, because they hang and, and you dip them. It's so good. Charlotte's like, no, literal actual teabag.
Charlotte York would never admit to putting balls in her mouth. Are you kidding?
Would she.
I think she would do it.
You're right.
Charlotte would definitely teabag.
But you know what? Would also, by that nature, at some point, she would admit, like, to Carrie or someone that
just
she did.
Just because she was feeling, like, a little bad
on
day.
Some occasion, exactly. A couple
and
glasses
Harry's
of wine deep.
Just, like, so in love with Charlotte.
And when she approaches him, he's like, okay, yep, lay it on me. And she says, and he's like, gosh, darn it, I thought I was being so good too.
And what he says is, well, I'm living in your house.
Right.
And Charlotte's like, oh my God, no.
I want you to feel comfortable here.
This is your house. Mm-hmm. This is actually funny because since my parents have moved from our my childhood home into this like apartment in Fort Lauderdale, my mom like is like, I had people over at my house. People came over to my house. And she just like talks about her apartment. And I'm always like, Mom, it is so nice of you to let dad live in the apartment with you. And it's like this, also this joke with me and my dad, because my mom just like loves to make things hers, like her recipe, her this, whatever. But it's like with the apartment, it's so funny.
I love that. It's her
apartment. Never an hour.
It's never hour. But it's like, it is. Like, it's so funny. Anyway.
She's like, maybe you could just try to be a little more careful. And he's like, the problem is I've been being the most careful I can be and I'm still slipping.
And so she's like,
he says, being myself is pretty much being a bowl in the china shop. And she says, but you're my bowl in our china shop.
I like, am I attractive?
I think it's attractive how into her he is and how unswayed by her, or how unshaken by her he is.
Yeah. And he's like just like a normal looking person. He's not like an ogre. Like they make it out as though he's like this hideous man, but he's just
he's just
not a movie star.
Yeah.
Blair Underwood,
on the other hand.
He is a movie star hottie.
So Miranda sees him in the elevator and she now has a chicken pox on her face. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, you have a mark.
A pox.
And then they flirt and she's like, oh, my son. And he's like, oh, children. I'm into children. And they flirt and he like touches her. He doesn't quite say it like that. I'm into the concept of having kids. He says he wants one someday. And then he like dabs at her pock for her because he's a doctor. That's what they keep calling it. And it took me so long to figure out what they were talking about.
They have that great like, oh, I thought you were single. Oh, I am moment.
Uh-huh. And Miranda's like, it was the perfect first introduction minus the pock, you know, because he knows all the things he needs to know now. Kid,
and
single.
He helps her carry her groceries inside.
And he's like, oh, this is the little germ disseminator. And he goes in and picks Brady up and is so
cute with him.
I know, it really is.
When it's like, usually like, the whole stereotype is if a single mom, it's like, men hate that or like, men are not
right.
always
and
that.
He's just totally into it and totally
into the
kid. He loves
Brady.
And he loves. She's like, he looks just.
They did
like,
such incredible casting work with baby Brady.
I know. That hair.
That hair.
I mean,
and he gently like swabs at the pock.
They made the pock sexy.
They really did. He's like, yeah, I'm a professional.
And Magda's like.
Magda's there.
Magda just appears next to them. And Miranda's like, oh, Magda.
So the car, like, who is this?
Dr. Leeds.
The car I'm getting in LA is a Mazda and it doesn't have a name. So I'm calling it Magda.
Oh, I love that.
It's not perfect.
Magda the car.
Magda the Mazda. She's going to take care of me as I...
She'll leave religious figurines.
I'm just gonna find them.
She'll get the baby out of the way when the hot doctor's on the passenger
side seat. Yeah.
Totally.
So Carrie works up the courage and goes back over to confront Tatum O'Neill to ask her to pay for the. I know. To ask her to pay for the shoes.
And Tatum O'Neill does this thing where Carrie's like, I returned the shoes. And Tatum O'Neill's like, oh my God, I had forgotten all about them.
Right. And she doesn't even invite her in.
That was so long ago.
They have this whole conversation.
And then when
Carrie
asks her, she's basically like, she kind of very begrudgingly is like, okay, $200. And Carrie's like, Tatum, I'm just
going
to call her that.
You know that's not what my shoes cost.
You used to wear Manolo Blahniks. You know what they cost. And Tatum O'Neill is like, well, now we don't need to fund your extravagant lifestyle. I have three kids to take care of. And it's not our fault that your shoes disappeared. Like, who knows what the fuck happened to them?
Which
and like
so
very
annoying.
Much, and she really shames Carrie.
She does this awful thing that went to Carrie's. She's like, come in, let me write you a check. And Carrie starts walking, and Tatum O'Neill makes this face where it's just like a. It's like a smile and like a, your like neck a, comes a little forward because she wants her to take her shoes off.
Yeah.
So. To be fair, this is a very like white people problem because
oh my God, yes.
We like don't take off our shoes inside.
Right.
But I love that you can tell she wore cheaper shoes today.
Yes.
Because she
I
didn't
know.
Want to have
she
a
wears
similar
like little slide on.
And she goes, Carrie, it was your choice to spend so much money on shoes. And she goes, yes.
They're just shoes.
But it wasn't my choice to take them off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She shoe shamed me.
I left there covered in shame.
She's a fucking bitch, says Miranda.
Now covered in
she
in
isn't.
Pox.
She's become this whole other person. It's like she's had two cesareans
and
a lobotomy.
Carrie's wearing a lot of like very, this is a good dress.
Lawyer Miranda is like, she owes you for those shoes. And
Carrie's like, it's not about
I don't care
the
about the money, although she should. I'm talking about a woman's right to shoes.
And she really buttons those mm-hmm. words because
why
that's
does she have
the pun.
To shame me?
Absolutely.
Because she's trapped in a hell of her own making. No, wait.
Which Miranda's feeling.
That's me. Because Miranda now full on has the chicken pox.
She's like putting
or maybe the shingles.
A towel on her. Yeah.
It would be shingles, right? Uh-huh. Ugh,
I always wanted them because of that episode.
There is literally a pox on my house, she says.
And then there's a Jules and Mimi marathon on
BBC
America.
We love Jules
America.
And Mimi.
Thank God
Jules
for Jules and Mimi.
Thank God for Jules and Mimi.
Hashtag Jules and Mimi.
She says, hey, have you spotted any more of Dr. Nix? Don't say spot, says Miranda.
She's like, well, it was a leper, but my sources tell me he's in the building.
Hey, is it bad that my life is filled with shoes and not children, says Carrie.
Miranda's like, she's a fucking bitch.
For making you feel this way, because no, it's Miranda's good friend.
When we were young, Marlo Thomas sang to us about accepting each other and our differences.
But then we got older.
And started singing a different tune.
We stopped celebrating each other's life choices.
And started qualifying them.
Is acceptance really such a childish concept?
Or did we have it right all along?
When did we stop being free to be you and me?
I think there's no really an I wonder.
No.
But do we have thoughts? I don't think acceptance is childish. I think
I don't think anyone's saying acceptance is like just for kids, Carrie.
That's like
I don't think that's
silly wordplay that doesn't really work.
I think that also this episode is white people problems.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But I do think there's something to be said about like I think marriage and children are two of those things that can become very divisive among people who make different choices
absolutely.
Just because they're all consuming one way or another.
Yeah,
and it becomes
so my friends like they're all starting to get like engaged and mm-hmm. married and stuff and like. This is literally something that we talk about a lot. My one friend who is basically engaged to her boyfriend says she, like, doesn't really want any children ever.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, people think that's insane.
Yeah.
Even now, like,
even
it's still weird to
people.
People to,
refuse
like,
to believe that,
you don't,
yeah, people
why don't
are
you want
be child
kids?
Free.
Did you
yeah.
see that CDC thing that said that Americans aren't producing enough children to save the keep the population going? I'm like, there are plenty of us.
I thought we were overpopulated, guys.
Well, they're stopping. We're all going to die.
The planet is.
And we're not producing more children. So, like, honestly, but that world is going to end.
That's fine. That'll probably balance things out. I mean,
honestly, the Earth
cyclical.
Is mad.
Yeah.
So let her have this.
I know.
I'm
also,
saying.
Why would we?
That's so crazy. I didn't know that. Yeah. So we are on track to go extinct.
Yeah. Well,
cool.
Americans, which, you know what? We
fine.
Deserve to.
Yeah.
Honestly, not a big deal.
The fact that we've had more than a 200-year run. No. Yes? Yes.
I don't know.
I never
a little
learned
over.
Numbers.
250, we're at like 250-ish.
17 to 18 to 19 to 2076. I didn't.
So 250, yeah.
Great.
We're babies. And we can die as babies.
Born as babies, die as babies.
So I have a question.
Charlotte
oh, wait.
Learned just how free.
I forget, actually, because Charlotte made Harry wax. And now mm-hmm. Harry doesn't. Now Evan Handler has his actual back.
Right. He's not super hairy.
He's actually quite hairless.
Yeah, right. He's really smooth.
Which you could guess from his head. But he just now walks around the apartment fully naked.
At all hours.
Which is crazy.
It's so weird.
To think that that's really what Charlotte meant by this. And she follows him around. I know. She really does scuttle behind him. I love that she's wearing
Juicy Velour sweatpants.
Yes, also that.
This is the best time.
The two things I took note of.
And also, like, all of their furniture is white. And Harry just, like, is sitting on it.
With his bare butt.
I know.
That's gross, wild. Nasty. On like a dining chair, assuming strangers sit on that.
And like at his desk doing work loudly. And Charlotte just keeps looking at him. And sometimes he'll look and meet her eyes and she'll just be like, hi, and leave.
Just like drinking coffee, reading a newspaper, naked.
Like, she like grabs scissors and is like, oh. And she like,
the implication that she's going to snip him.
Snip his dick off.
Oh, man. This is weird, though. He should have mentioned he's a nudist, apparently.
Meanwhile, I decided to bear all. She's like, can't let the shoes go.
I'm like, Carrie, calm down.
Yeah, let the shoes go. So she calls the woman who once again is like, oh my God, you're still on about this? I forgot about it so long ago.
She's like, I wanted to clear the air. I felt weird about our interaction. And Kira's like, oh my God, I totally forgotten all about it.
Carrie is clearly insulted more deeply than just like my shoes are gone.
She's like, you must have had a lot of time on your hands, huh?
Uh-huh. And then a child starts calling and she puts the phone down and one of the other kids picks it up and they're like, hello, Santa? And Carrie hangs up the phone and has this like revelation, which does make sense regardless of the fact that she hasn't let go of this.
She is Santa because she said they've had 3 kids, so she's had to buy presents for all of them, the wedding.
A wedding gift. Then there was the trip to Maine for the wedding. Delight. 3 baby gifts. In toto. I have spent...
In toto.
Oh,
in
she
toto.
Literally says that. She's, oh, man. She says it. I have spent over $2,300 for them. And she's punishing me for a pair of shoes because I spent $485 on myself. And yes, I did the math, which I'm like, what math? You know how much shoes are.
Math for all the gifts.
For all the gifts.
Oh, has gotten that makes her. More sense.
This is the part of this episode that always stuck out to me and made me... Like, it's why it's one of my favorite episodes. Because, like, yeah, if you reach all of these supposed milestones that you're supposed to reach, you are rewarded constantly.
By people around you.
And if you don't, you are just buying things for people. And, like, you get married, you get all the stuff you need to set up a home.
Right.
If you don't get married, you need that shit by the time you're, like, 28. Totally. It's not crazy that, like, other people should buy you some ladles, you know?
No, it's totally different.
So weird.
And so Charlotte says, if you got married or had a baby, like, she would buy you a gift. And Carrie's like, so what if I don't ever get married or have a baby? Do I just never get anything?
I get bub
kiss.
If you're single after graduation.
There isn't one thing that people celebrate that's about you.
And Charlotte's like, your birthday.
And Carrie says, well, no, okay, birthdays don't really count.
We all get birthdays. Yeah,
this is the birthday. I wonder.
Hallmark doesn't make a congratulations, exactly. You didn't marry the wrong guy card. Yes, absolutely. And where is the flatware for going on a vacation alone?
Do you get flatware for going on vacation if you're in a couple? Because I don't understand.
So, I guess it's more like, what exciting thing am I doing in my life? I'm going on vacation alone.
And look at this sort of hard to do thing that most people wouldn't do. She says single people are just she's like, I'm not bothered about buying gifts for you. I love celebrating things in your life. More just, why do I have to be left out of it? Why do single people get left out?
Yeah.
And then they're very quickly
and they have a super cute, like, how's the pistachio?
The tasty delight. Okay, so Samantha's at a restaurant. Eating lunch
at a restaurant. She's on the phone.
A kid, this woman is like, look at you eating pesto. Who's a big boy eating his pesto?
It's like another businesswoman with her son, though, at lunch. And she tries to talk to the manager to see if there's anything to be done. And he's like, no, there's nothing to be done.
What am I supposed to do?
Also, like, a restaurant probably isn't the best place to talk on the phone anyway, you know, if that's really what you're doing. I mean, maybe.
This seems like a really upscale restaurant to bring a kid. But
I would agree.
I think that's part of Samantha's, like...
Yeah.
And she comes over and she very nicely is like, hello, we all have to coexist in this city.
Well,
but
I mean, it's not that nice.
No, it's not. If I were this woman, I'd be like, this woman is such a bitch.
It's right? True.
And the kid throws noodles at her. This woman is like a little bit much, but the way that she's acting with the kid is very good.
Yeah. She says, Seamus, that wasn't very nice. But she's like not entirely sorry about it because Samantha is being... quite rude.
And she like makes eyes at the kid.
It's great.
To be fair, if a woman with like Samantha leaves a low cut blazer came up to me and was like, can you shut your kid up?
That's
I would
true.
Be like,
you're totally right.
Ma'am.
Charlotte's outfit is whack.
It's crazy.
There's something weird happening with the bra.
Why is Harry naked at all hours of the day? I understand like being naked in the morning.
You're totally right.
Maybe being naked at night.
But just in the middle of the day?
And also drinking, yeah, drinking a scotch in the middle of the day.
And in slow motion.
And then he teabagged her new white couch. And she's like, Harry, listen, I want you to be comfortable. But could you maybe just put something between your body and the new white couch? And they like have a sweet moment about it. And he's like understanding. And she gets to kind of say her piece. And then she's like, can you go now, please?
Please put something on.
And like, she's trying, and it's very sweet.
She is. I'm trying to be used to the almost naked thing. He's like, I knew it was too much.
And she's kind of laughing at herself, but she's like,
please. He does say, I can put on clothes, and she's like, no, which is like, she really is trying pretty hard.
It's cute. She does want him to be comfortable.
Says, oh, I get it. We've got kind of an ass/white couch situation going on here, which like, yeah, why didn't you think of that yourself?
And he puts on shorts and they kiss and it's very sweet.
Well, he says, of course, and then they kiss. And then she's like, you have to go put on shorts.
You have to go put on shorts. Not to get graphic, but is it even comfortable to sit on stuff? Like what if you have a leather couch? You sit on that naked? No,
it doesn't actually.
Cold. That's gross. You have to. It's cold. Then you have to unstick yourself. No, thank you.
So, Blair Underwood comes back and they watch Jules and Mimi, which is weird because it's like,
yeah, Miranda's on the couch marathon
fetishizing it. Like a black man with a white woman.
Yes. And so she'd said on the phone with Carrie that the only reason she didn't jump out a window is because there's a marathon on this weekend.
Well, like she's like Jules and Mimi.
No, I agree. I'm just setting the scene here.
Oh yeah. This is not our first foray into Jules.
Oh
and
no,
Mimi,
no.
But it's just like a little bit weird that.
It was the TiVo disaster. It was about Jules and Mimi.
Yeah, I remember that episode.
So he comes in. He comes to the door and knocks, and she doesn't want to answer. And he's like, I can see your feet under the door. She's like, fuck. And he's like, listen, I'm a doctor. I've seen way worse. Open the door. So she does.
And he's like super charming and cool.
He brought a ball, and they have good banter.
Mm-hmm. Great banter.
I do feel sometimes Miranda will be like, I'm flirting now.
Mm-hmm. It's very over the top.
She definitely does.
Like the giggles and like it's the hand silly. Waving. It's so good.
And he asks her what Jules talks. And Mimi is about. And so she lays out like it's about this landlord and the guy who lives in her building. But he might and they sleep together sometimes. But he might be having an affair with a woman in the shop, the
this
sausage
is like,
shop.
I was asked at some point last year. I have a soft spot for like Hallmark Christmas movies. And I like mentioned the Christmas Prince and he was like, what's the Christmas Prince about? And I was like, well,
let me tell you.
And he told the whole plot and I was like, I was talking about it. And by the end, I was like, why am I still talking?
I just can't stop talking about the Christmas Prince. So they're watching it together now.
And it's like,
and it immediately becomes a sex scene.
And it's just like
between a black woman and a black man and a white woman. And it's very passionate. And it's very much like them sitting 2 feet apart from each other on
Jules
the couch.
Like, so you're going to be, this is going to be a show that they're watching mm-hmm. on this show. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
but yeah,
Mimi, you're
the
so soft.
Is palpable.
And he like kind of looks at her out of the corner of his eyes.
And
then
she
kind of
puts her hands to her chest.
Yes.
It's all very like, sizzling. Well, we can have sex anyway because you have the chicken pox. But
and a baby.
Carrie is like, I'm still not over it.
She's still thinking about that slight.
So she calls and she gets the answering machine, which is a cute kid like doing the family answering machine. And she's like, hi, I just wanted to call and let you know that I got engaged and I am marrying myself. I'm registered at Manola Blahnik. And she, I feel like this is a concept that a lot of people have taken from this. I know a woman who actually threw a fundraiser and like married herself.
I would definitely have an engagement party shower for myself just
to get that household shit set up.
I need all that stuff.
I know. Let's all do it. So the woman takes her kids and goes to
Manolo.
Tatum O'Neill. And she's like, there's only one thing she's registered for, and it's, of course, the shoes, and they're $498 or whatever, and she buys them, and the woman is like, the saleswoman is like, also, could you watch your children? We really don't want them touching the shoes.
So finally, like, I have an Oscar.
And then the shoes arrive at Carrie's house.
And the card is like,
Congratulations, we wish you the greatest happiness.
We couldn't be happier for you and you.
Love all of them. Like,
which
Kira,
is cute.
Yeah.
It's clear like they've made their peace and they can be friends again and it's fine.
No, I feel like.
I don't know. Or it's like
know.
The last
It seems
hurrah.
She played along.
It's true. She did.
But maybe it is a last hurrah kind of thing. Like, here are your shoes. Yeah. Shut
I would
up
also
about
like,
it.
This woman won't shut up.
Yeah. Ugh. And then Carrie wears them.
And then those shoes, they're kind of like runs.
With some gaucho pants and a shirt buttons only
half on.
Between her boobs.
This is a wild outfit.
Carrie.
Yeah, her dive job this season is not my favorite.
If you have to walk a woman in a mile in a woman's shoes, you might as well make the shoes be a little more fun. Which is also like, if I'm walking a mile in shoes, I do not want them to be high heels.
$500 Manola Blahniks in New York City? How does she not get her shoes destroyed?
I know.
I don't like to walk in heels.
Yeah,
I'm getting better at it, unfortunately.
I can do boots with like a thick, but I couldn't do those.
Mm-mm. Yeah, like I can do a platform because it's like a solid base.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So, y'all.
Relate?
Who did you resonate with?
Agnes? Well, for me, it's slightly a combo of Carrie, because the stupid pants I lost at the laundromat.
Yeah.
That I will not let that go. It's been days.
It fucking sucks.
I would be, yeah.
And then I guess also a little bit with Samantha, just like annoyed that kids get a free pass for like certain situations to be really loud and disruptive,
or also the parents get a different kind of treatment often. Sometimes in the workplace, sometimes in other situations. Which, like, I get it, and I don't want to be one of those people who are like, you're the one who chose to have children,
right? And I don't want to be like they're a kid. I'm not going to say that they need to be like, you should know how to act here like an adult. And it's like, no, you're
a
kid.
Have a lot of patience about kids, especially having worked with them, honestly. But yeah, there are limits.
And obviously, like, the big takeaway is huge. I really love the idea to, like, you know, it isn't fair that if you're not married by 25 or whatever, you don't get all this stuff to set up a life. Like, we all need to set up a life.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So.
Yeah. That people don't celebrate. Especially because those things are not really accomplishments to get married or to get pregnant, like, or to have a baby.
You sign some paperwork. You're sharing.
And, like,
your
it is definitely
now
something to celebrate. But the fact that then there are a lot of real achievements that go unnoticed because you don't check off those specific
societal. Like, oh, you're doing really, like, you got promoted, or, like, you're your own boss now. You started a business. No one's going to, like, you have to pay for those celebrations. Mm-hmm. It's like your birthday. It's like, I want to celebrate this thing about me, so I'm going to do this, and I'm inviting all these people.
Mm. Brooke? But,
Carrie, just because I have trouble letting go of things. And Miranda, because I would be like that.
I don't know if I'd be quite even as forward as she is.
She's ballsy.
She's very ballsy. Yeah. Also definitely some Carrie and a little bit of Samantha, and honestly a little bit of Charlotte. I've been there and of trying hard to meet in the middle and accommodate, and not in like a moving in situation necessarily, but just
even roommates too.
Yeah.
It's like same kind of thing.
Totally.
This was a very ploppable episode.
I think it was. I do think the social media part of it is interesting.
I think.
And that would have been handled differently, if at all.
I don't think it would have been.
No.
It's such a strange, like,
introduce. They just, like, gesture at it.
Yeah. They don't really go into it.
But that's kind of par for the course with this show.
Yeah.
Who can forget the Samantha nanny incident? Or wasn't a nanny, it was a housekeeper, right?
No.
Which one are you thinking of?
Are you thinking of when she goes to Harlem?
Oh, no. She's an Asian woman.
It's a very racist Asian situation.
The one that we had Sam Wong on for.
Oh, yeah.
But then also Samantha, when she dates the black man.
Oh, yeah, that notorious episode.
They, like, go to Harlem, quote unquote. And, like, yeah.
And her sister, is like, I don't want you involved.
Yeah, he can't date a white woman.
But.
Yeah, ploppable otherwise, I think. I was just scanning back through.
Yeah.
It's a good episode. Although it is definitely
there's some
a
good
filler
banter.
Episode.
It is. But there's good banter and there's good. Yeah, it's interesting. Like, we don't have anything about Smith Jared. We don't have anything about Steve. We don't have anything about Carrie's love life at all.
Right. Because the poster thing happened.
Yeah.
Just last.
And very quickly, the immediate episode after, which is last week, he literally doesn't come up.
Yeah. No, he. It's never brought
it's
up again.
It's over. It's out. Yeah. Ugh.
Yeah.
I shake my head.
We could have had it all.
Is that... That's it?
That's it.
Should we delta up and delta down?
We shall.
Absolutely.
Do you want to start again?
I can do whatever you want.
I want.
Delta down, I've mentioned so many times.
I'm not laughing because I'm really feel
it's
so
funny.
Bad for you.
It's funny. It's these goddamn pants.
It feels to me kind of like the equivalent of like when you get a haircut you hate where you're just like, why am I crying? But it's like really devastating.
It's just something so silly.
You can't control it and it's done and it sucks.
And there's nothing
and
you can do.
And it's sad.
It's just done.
And there's not really a fix.
Yeah.
There's nothing. Yeah. And I think it was also just like there's a lot of life stuff going on. Lots of change and stuff. And that was kind of like the straw that broke the camel's back.
Totally.
But Delta up, I guess I had a really nice weekend. Mm. And I'm still putting the work in to get out of the situation I'm in right now.
Yes.
Yes, you are.
So
you are.
That's an up.
Mm-hmm. Brook. Brick.
Brick. Brook. Which one? Branks? They're all here.
Brink?
My Delta up is that so many. I have so many. One is simple, and it's that my hair is dark, and I like it.
I was just going to say, your hair looks great.
Thank you. It's very dark.
We were doing a retrospective of how many times her hair has changed. My hair has changed 5 years. It's amazing.
So many colors.
You could do an ombre like scale of photographs at this point.
Oh, I really could.
You could.
Although it was red and then blonde and then back.
Oh, yeah, red. I forgot about that. I don't think I knew you then.
You didn't.
I saw photos.
Oh, yeah. I filmed that short film that Jesse and I wrote, which was amazing.
Okay, I remember you posted about that.
It was really, truly just an incredible day, and, like, everyone was just, like, there for it, and it was 13 hours, and we just, like, filmed everything. It was
Bridget. They all got to my apartment before I even left for work.
And we filmed it in Bridget's room and Ari's room, and this was my room, and it was just funny because the character's name started with a B.
I was going to say, so much of it works because the Bs are all over.
And it was just, like, I was like, Bridget's my pledge, Mom. Because there were just, like, photos of me and Bridget just, like, everywhere. Because I brought some.
Yeah.
And Blair was from Portland.
Because this is a Mount Hood thing above my bed.
It was just, like, very fun.
Yeah.
And I loved whales. It was great. Because, anyway.
You really painted a picture.
And then my going away party was just, like, it's just, like, truly, I feel so loved. And it was, I'm feeling very full going on my way. And my Delta down is just, like, I'm anxious.
Yeah.
I'm, like, sad and excited and all feeling all the feelings.
But it's all positive change, so it's, like,
Yeah. My Delta down is just, like, black hole garbage hell pit. But, I don't know, being forced to hit rock bottom. But that's also kind of...
You can only go up.
The good thing, yeah, too. And like I said earlier, like, discovering, kind of going through, like, the worst possible scenario and realizing I was a lot better equipped to handle it and a lot better off and a lot stronger. And, like, I have a lot of people very willing and to carry anger for me, you know, and with me. And also just, like I said, rage is cleansing. Hatred is simplifying in some ways. And it's just, I'm like... Here I am. I really wish this last week could have happened like 3 weeks ago, just so I could have had the metaphorical fresh start I actually wanted. But it's okay, and that's not how life works, and time is
you can make an it till the anyway, 21st so. And make it the eclipse season.
That's right.
That's what I'm doing.
And like I said, my Delta up is just the flip side of all of that, which is really genuine, and I have really good friends and people, and I'm grateful for that. And I'm very excited for you,
thank Brooke. You. Thank you. Agnes, do you like the internet?
I love the internet.
If we wanted to find you on the internet, how can we find you?
You can find me. Hold on. I need to look up my handles.
Uh-huh.
Because, of course, I don't know. No.
On Instagram is
thebat_mom.
Thebat_mom.
And then
good content.
Twitter, I am... Toothy Hellbeast.
I loved whatever you just said, though.
Meat suit model. That was an old one, right?
Oh, yes. Wow.
Meat suit model.
That was
that wasn't me.
But was that was someone's...
A meat suit model, yeah. That was like, me too model. That's dark.
That was your name and not your handle for
That was my name on Twitter meat for a while. That was for the summer, for swimsuit season. meat suit season.
If you want to find Brooke and I collectively...
Oh, but us individually first.
Oh, yeah. We are only one now. Brooke,
you can find me on Twitter at Brooke_Wiseman. And you can find me on Instagram at Brooke Wiseman, no underscore. And I will be posting a lot and I will be crying a lot.
Cannot wait to see.
Social media manager.
I will be on Twitter just there.
For the rest of my goddamn life.
Until my children find it. Everyone's and quitting emancipate Twitter this themselves year. From me.
What? No. Are they going back to Snapchat?
I think everybody, like, there's a bunch of people. If only. there was a bunch of people on Twitter that decided their resolution for 2019 was to get off Twitter, and like half my feed is gone.
No, it's the best one. It's my favorite one.
It's the last one I have.
I'm so sad.
It's good for fun. It's bad for politics.
That's true. Don't get into serious conversations on Twitter. That's where people are going on. Yeah,
agreed. Instagram. Oh no, I thought I'd resisted the getting the yawn. I just pushed it back down. Bridget M37. There I am. Don't yawn again. That's taunting me. Collectively, we are at Splat Podcast.
Twitter,
Instagram, gmail.com.
Rate, review, subscribe, give us... Oh! Before we go, out of 10 Darren stars, how many Darren stars would you rate this episode?
Oh. Why are we running them out of Darren stars?
Because it's a fun metric.
And because he's the producer.
I'm
going to
give this one an 8.5.
Oh, yeah.
An 8.5 Darren stars.
8.5 Darren stars.
I would also give it a solid 8.5 Darren stars.
I'm going to give it 8 for the racism.
Oh, yeah. Fair.
I like that.
Knock
like
it back. That. All right. That is something that we're going to keep doing. And I think it's funny. I love you all.
Love
Goodbye,
you.
New York.
Love you. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. Send Brooke love. Bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.